Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month. Please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube to watch it live, or patreon.com/alientheoristspodcast to watch on demand. The cosmic channels are open.
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
Channels are back, baby.
Woo! The lines are open. Welcome back to season 3 of Cosmic Channels. Back home with your boys on Alien Theorist Theorizing presents Cosmic Channels. Give us a call at 1-833-703-0424. We're taking all calls.
Now,
other
than the dreams. And if you've never listened to the show before, there's 30 other episodes. And we just say when we answer the call, what's your name? Where are you from? What's your story? Try and give as many details as you can remember. And that was any call. Cryptids, Bigfoot, ghosts, UFOs, conspiracies.
Whatever you want to talk about.
You want to call in and beak us? That's all good too.
Your show.
All right, we got a caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
I'm through?
Yeah. Hey, make sure you turn off your live stream though.
Oh, okay. Let me do that real
quick. Mute it. Just mute it.
Sorry. I'm muting it right now.
Sweet.
Hey, guys. Big time listener. I'm calling to tell y'all my name's Pablo.
Pablo.
I'm from South Texas.
Right on, Pablo. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm calling to tell y'all something that happened to me whenever I was a kid. It's back in 98. Where I'm from, we usually raise livestock. And, you know, cows, chickens, pigs. Well, my cousins, they lived close to us. And I remember it was like a weekend. And one of my cousins came running towards the house. And they were banging on the door. My dad answers. And they said, hey, our dad says, come quick. You need to come see this. So my dad, you know, gets ready. He runs outside. I follow him. And we go to the back where they keep their animals. And in their pig pen, where they had, not piglets, but they were growing into pigs already. They had four, and they were all laying on their sides. And, you know, they were like, well, what happened? And they said they didn't know, but there was no blood. There was nothing. They were just laying there dead. So they called the wardens to come look. And when they went, they were like investigating everything. They saw two puncture marks on each of the animals, like of the pigs. And, you know, everyone's first guess was the Mexican goat suckers. So they were like, Well, let's see what happens. And they kept one open. and there was no blood in it whatsoever. Like, I mean, completely clean.
Whoa.
What?
That's fucking nuts, man.
Like, yeah. No, nothing's inside?
Well, you know, like the organs and everything were there, but it looked like, I don't know if you've ever done hunting, but whatever, you clean the animal,
yep.
And like you drain the blood, how just everything just looks completely white and clean. That's how it looked. Like, if I didn't see with my own eyes, I would not believe it.
Was there any chupacabra sightings in Texas ever?
Yeah. Yeah, this is back in
How long have they been there? Did they guess?
What was that?
How long had the pigs been dead? Do they have any, like, estimate of time frame, like, when they had died?
Well, they checked them the night before. Like, before they went to bed, they went, you know, they checked on them. And I guess it's when they woke up that morning, they went to go check again, and they were dead.
Was there any blood, like, around the animals?
No.
Or was everything completely clean? Holy shit.
There was no blood. There was no track marks. Like, if there was an animal or a person that got into the cages, it was completely, like, if nothing happened.
I wonder, I'm assuming the small, like, wounds, they must have been tiny, right? Like, or could you see any bruising around them or anything like that?
No. This, all you saw were just two puncture marks.
Like, how far apart
were
they?
How far apart were each puncture mark?
Like, that's what I mean.
Like, if you look into the screen, the width of Zell's canines?
Zell, where were you in 1998? Where were you up to?
I've been around.
If I had to guess, it would maybe have been like an inch and a half, 2 inches apart. Not very far.
Not very.
Because, I mean, this is like 22 years ago.
Right.
And, yeah, they were not very far apart on these pigs. Like, it blew whatever I was a kid. Like, I was freaking out the whole time, you know? And then
soon after did you guys move?
Oh, no, we still live there, but we installed lights in the back to, like, on the pins, just in case anything happened. But what got me too was the warden was telling my dad and my cousin that a couple of weeks prior that someone reported the same thing, but with their chickens, and the chickens were, like, in rows. Like, when they went to go see the chickens, the chickens were, like, lined up on the ground.
Weird.
Fucking weird, man.
So something got in without leaving, like, noticeable tracks and took these animals.
Did you guys get a necropsy done?
Not that I know of. Like I said, I was, like, 8 years old back then.
Right, you just remember these animals.
You just remember what, like, you saw them, like, you were up against, you were up at the pen, like, you remember all that. I mean, it probably seared into your memory, like, you saw all this, right?
Yeah, death will do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Like, this never seen anything like this before, never saw anything like this after. Like, it really, really messed me up as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
No kidding.
Well, yeah, seeing a dead pig sliced open in front of you would probably do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm used to that. That's perfectly fine.
It's just this.
We did that all the time. But the whole, like, yeah, just like no track marks, two puncture wounds, and then once you slid it open, nothing was in there.
And so you're saying this is like somewhat of a, like, it's an adolescent pig somewhere between, like, what are we going to call it? Like a teenager? Like a fucking, not quite a piglet, but in the middle here, like that's a pretty big animal to completely suck dry. That's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. And for there not to be a drop of fucking blood anywhere else.
Just taken.
Dude.
Yeah. No. It's, like, I never heard of what, like, you know, when I heard chupacabra, I was like, what's that? And, you know, they were like, yeah, that's the Mexican goat sucker and everything. And then, yeah, that was my introduction to the whole chupacabra thing.
Right. Wow. Yeah, because chupacabras aren't known for being, they're not like a huge cryptid.
This would
right?
be a chupapuerco. Like, no,
what's that? Bigger one? A bigger version?
Well, the puerco is pig.
Yeah, because I just pulled up some chupacabra pictures. They're always depicted as like four legged little.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they give them
chupacabra
is
goat. I'm
stuff.
Just saying that would be the name. It's like, it's not a goat sucker now, it's a chupapuerco.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Dan, you know, the Maester is right.
So what's your theory? What do you think? Do you think it was Chupacabra or some other? Was it like? What do you think?
Oh no, no. Well, in where I grew up, there's a lot of like folklore and ghost stories and sightings and everything. Like I still, which now we talk to about a lot of that stuff. But yeah, what I saw, what I've you know researched, I'm you know 100% that was a Chupacabra.
Right, just the manner that the blood was drained and.
Yeah.
Like, when you think about, like, what other animal could do that? You know, I know there's types of birds, and there's the fucking, there's vampire bats, but they just leeches, like.
Vampire bats just, like, do a small wound and like, yeah, they yeah, lick it out it's just not, a little bit.
Like, I don't,
couldn't
I can't
have been like
of,
a, oh, it could have been, like, a snake bite, and they've just been dead for a long time, because, like, how long does blood yeah, stay, it, like, flowing? Like, wait, well, if you would cut it open, would they still bleed? Like, how long is the body, is it?
Yeah, but there would be congealed blood around the animals, right?
Exactly.
There would still be remnants of blood. Think so.
No, I'm saying if it had just died, say it had been like died pretty early at night or something, and then the blood congealed, like would it come out after you cut it open? Would it still bleed technically?
Oh yeah, no. It takes a long time for your blood to decompose, like a long.
Right. So
time.
I'm saying yeah, but like if it were all congealed in the veins and stuff, you cut it open, like it would still come out, right? It's still your veins would all still be pressurized, so it'd be like
yes,
like okay,
it would ooze. As opposed to flow, it would ooze out.
Right.
Right. Weird. That's a weird one, man. I don't know.
That's super creepy.
Chupapuerco.
There you go.
That's cool. Scary, but fucking
scary,
cool.
Yeah. Nothing since, though? That was the only time you've seen the four animals drained of blood?
No, that was the only time. Like, I think that was the last year that we actually raised animals, to be honest.
Yeah. The Chupacabra got
four.
Can't
be getting a... You can't be fucking getting attached to Wilbur here. Fucking Chupacabra's come snatching him up.
These were for, I don't know if y'all know what it is. It's called 4-H livestock shows. That's what they were raised for.
Livestock shows.
We got lots of 4-Hers around here.
Stocks, yeah.
Well, hey man, that's a great, great story. And it stuck with you since you're 8. So you obviously seen something crazy.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. I really enjoyed the show.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Awesome. Cheers, man. Thanks for the call. All
right, bye.
Bye. Awesome.
Boys, that was fucking scary.
Chupapuerco.
Okay, so a chupacabra is a goat sucker? Is that what you're saying?
And yeah, cabra is goat. And puerco is pig.
So what?
So it would be... And chupa is like... Chupar is to suck.
Yeah, like chupa chups, the fucking suckers, right? Yeah.
Sucky sucks.
Right. Yeah.
So this was a pig sucker is what you're saying.
Yeah. So it'd be a chupa puerco, like instead of a chupa.
Chupa puerco.
Chupa puerco. Like pork. Like puerco. Puerco.
I got you. Okay. Like pork. We got another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
What's going on, man? How we doing?
Doing pretty good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
You know what? My name's Kyle, and I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Right on.
What's going on, Kyle?
You guys aren't getting any. You guys aren't getting any echo from my pickup, right? I got you on Bluetooth, so.
No, sounds good.
No, sounds great. Doesn't sound all like right. You're
sweet.
Fucking at Six Flags, so you're good.
Yeah, going down the roller coaster now. So I have a shadow person story for you guys. I was up in Maine. Well,
were you sleeping?
Were you sleeping or awake?
Were you sleeping or awake?
Oh, completely awake.
Okay.
This were you laying in bed?
A little bit.
Yeah, were you in bed?
We got to ask.
Yeah.
You were in bed?
No, we're good. We were as awake as can be, out by all a right. fire.
Okay.
We got a,
okay, I like it.
We got a house. We got a house up in Maine, so we're having a fire, and there's nothing to really look at other than the stars, and occasionally you'll glance over at the house. So I put a picture in Discord of what the house looks like, too. To give you guys a reference in the paranormal section, but there's a window that overlooks into the kitchen, and I thought I had seen a shadowy thing go from the left side of the window to the right. And then my girlfriend at the time, she saw me staring at the house and was like, "What are you looking at?" I said, "I think I just saw something." So she turns, and sure enough, the shadowy thing comes back the way it went from the right side, now back to the left. So she just says, "Yep, you saw something, that's for sure." And we went about the night. Well, fast forward to about, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night. We're finishing up our beers. Fire's dwindling out. and it's only down to like me and my cousin Steve left at the fire. And he goes, oh, I'm going in. I said, no problem. I'll stay out and watch the fire die out. I'll finish my beer. Don't lock the door. I don't have the key. So sure enough, I go up, door is locked, and the front door has like a little 1x1 window to like look out. And this like shadowy hand grabbed this curtain that blocks the window and pulled it to the side. And I heard fidgeting behind the door. I thought at the time I was kind of a little bit drunk right then. And I thought that it was my cousin fidgeting with the door, realizing he locked me out. So I'm knocking. I'm like, hey, Steve, open up the door. And no response, no nothing, just like a little fidgeting behind the door. So I'm like, great, I got to knock louder or whatever. Obviously, he didn't hear me. I'm waking up the whole house now. And then I hear footsteps from upstairs where he was sleeping start coming down the stairs. He opens up the door. And immediately I just look around. I'm going through the house, through the kitchen, through the bathroom. Like, who else is up right now? Not another soul was up. But that was so creepy to see that thing right in front of my face grab a curtain and pull it to the side.
No kidding.
Oh, my God. I would have been like, go ahead, man, lock the door. I'm staying outside. That's good.
Yeah. I was tempted to go sleep in my truck that night.
No shit.
Jesus.
Now, when you seen the hand, could you make out features of the hand, or was it just like a black shape that kind of looked like a hand?
No, you could see that clearly, like the fingers, but you couldn't see like fingernails or anything like that. It was just like, you know, you could tell it was a hand.
Right.
And same when we saw it, I saw the whole figure itself earlier in the window, that you could just tell it was like the shape of a person. It wasn't like it was distinguishing if it was a man or woman or whatever. It was just body.
Like, how tall was it? Did it have any like, I guess you'd like strange features or elongation or anything you noticed or
no distortion? It looked like a person. Like, my buddies that I'm friends with that goes up there all the time, he's like 6'6", and I've seen him from outside from the fire pit looking into the kitchen plenty of times, and it was about his height, so somewhere around that, like 6'6".
Creepy, scary shit is always tall. Short things, always nice, yeah. Easy going. Nice, you know, friendly. Fuck with it. It's always scary, tall
gremlins.
Shit.
Gremlins are true.
Yeah, gremlins.
Tiny. Yeah, but I'll take my chances with them. They know how to party.
Oh, that's
that house has always had creepy stuff happen to it, though. We all got our share of stories, and that one's definitely one that's going to go out in the memory books for me.
Yeah, no.
So
no
that
kidding.
Wasn't the first time you guys were paranormally activated there, then, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah. There's been multiple. Actually, I sent in a story on the Randomatron a while ago of like a UFO that we saw up there. That one was pretty cool. But there's been plenty of stories, like at least five that I know of from that area, from the house, or something to do with that house, the area of the house, or in the house itself.
Hot spot.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's weird.
Now, what's your theory on the hand? I'm like, what do you think you've seen?
I don't know, because the house was built in the 1700s, so I'm guessing it's probably, it's got a graveyard out in front, like, that's not uncommon in that area.
Right. Bringing this shit on yourself, dude.
Jesus.
Why even go in here?
it's weird to think that, like, you got your own graveyard, but it's definitely got its history, so I'm thinking we all come to, like, this agreement, everyone that goes up there, that it's just, like, friendly spirits and stuff, and that's why I just think it was like another ghost wanted to party with us or something. Like,
yeah, hope for a friendly ghost.
I don't know.
Friendly ghost.
Hope, yeah, for that. I mean, we haven't had anything negative yet. Just all the stories that have come from there have been good.
Awesome. Hey, well, thanks for calling, telling that story.
Yeah. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers, man. That was.
I think
I was almost about to call the police on that one.
Yeah, you said shadow person. We were like,
And he's like, no, we're awake. If you call in and you don't pass the questions, Zell just hangs up.
Cosmic Channels has taken a new turn in season 3.
Yeah. We don't take shit.
The dream police are out in full force.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
And it's not like we don't like dreams. Dreams Hoody are hoo. Awesome. You just can't converse about dreams because they're in your head. So it's hard to.
And dreams are crazy.
Dreams are crazy.
We all have
crazy
dreams. You guys want to hear about my crazy dream I had?
No, I hang up on you.
Nope.
No.
We got another caller.
Not at all.
See, these guys are my closest friends. They don't want to hear my dreams, so we don't want to hear yours.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Oh.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? Sounds good too on the mic here.
Ah, shit. I'm going to have to say it. I'm from New Zealand, and let me just get my enunciation right. I go by Ice Wallow Cum.
Nice.
Oh,
Ice Wallow.
That's Zell's favorite.
That's
Patreon.
My favorite one I've ever read.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Ice Wallow.
Right.
From New Zealand. What are we? What's it? Fucking. I guess, yeah, you're morning there, I guess, eh?
No, afternoon, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, oh, okay.
So I'll wait for mine, so.
Well, I think you're the first Kiwi caller on Cosmic Channel, so thank you.
That's true.
Oh, nice. And me.
What do you got for
cool,
us?
I've got a bit of a UFO story for you guys.
Perfect.
Woo! Want to hear it?
Yes, definitely.
Cool. Is the spooky music on?
It's on right now, just started.
Nice.
You probably can't hear it over the phone.
Just a disclaimer. I was physically there, but unfortunately I wasn't lucky to see this because I was in bed. So this would have been early 2000s or so. So it would have been about 12 or 13. So yeah, this is just from the perspective of what my parents have told me. So it's kind of like a friend of a friend sort of thing.
Gotcha.
So yeah, we went on an overnight camping trip to Lake Benmore, which is the Dark Sky Reserve here in New Zealand, so there's no light pollution, and it's pretty cool. You can see like the arms of the Milky Way and everything like that. So yeah,
cool.
It's a cool spot. So it's about a 30-minute boat trip to actually get there. So not many people go there, and we kind of had the whole side of the lake to ourselves. So all up there was just, I think, there was 6 adults and 2 kids, myself and my sister. So yeah, after my sister and I went to bed, everyone sort of just stayed, or the adults I should say, stayed around the campfire until about around midnight, whatever. And they were just spotting satellites and having a couple of beers until someone just spotted a really bright light going overhead, just moving in a straight line. So they just, you know, typical satellite. And they made comments to each other about how low it was in orbit. And there was just something a bit off about it, you know. It was a bit too noticeable to be a satellite. It seemed like it was in the atmosphere itself.
Right.
And yeah, they just kind of all followed it, and you know, until it disappeared sort of over the horizon into the gorge. And yeah, at this point they saw it go into the gorge. So at this point they could tell something was a little bit unusual, and everyone started to feel a bit unsettled because yeah, after some time they noticed the same light actually traveling out of the gorge in the opposite direction, coming back towards them. And it changed direction again and actually moved up the ridgeline of the mountain. So it was on the inner side of the mountains, so you could see the hills behind it. And it was a still night and it was completely silent. So everyone just thought, is it a helicopter? But it didn't seem likely. So it just looked like a small star, you know, traveling along the mountains. And this is when everyone started feeling a bit scared because, well, I guess, you know, that sick to your stomach feeling when you can just tell something's wrong. Mm-hmm. Everyone sort of mm-hmm. got a hit of that. Yeah, and the next part set the deal, really. It seems to be really common with UFO sightings. So the light just got closer and closer until it went behind some trees. And then all of a sudden it just glowed really, really bright and just shot up into the sky with some sort of light trail behind it, and then it was gone. And everyone shit themselves.
Oh.
And yeah, and then we had to stay another night, so everyone was keeping their eyes on the skies, as you guys recommend.
Bucks. So it seemed like a low-flying satellite, but then after watching it for a while, it takes off and shoots into the...
Yeah, yeah. Well, it definitely was not a satellite.
So it made a couple trips back and forth horizon to horizon, and then at some, and then at the end of it, it took off. Right?
Boom, gone.
Everything.
Yeah, it was just the one going over and then coming back along like the inner side of the mountain. So it was, you know, you could see the hills and everything behind the light.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, I don't know any satellites that do that.
No, definitely not.
Look, okay. So it was actually illuminating, like it was illuminating the terrain as it was moving over it. Like you could see that, or
I'm not sure about that. I just asked, but yeah, it sounded. I think it was, you know, it wasn't right on the hill or anything like that. So yeah, I'm not too sure. Sorry.
A low flying object pulsing back and forth across the sky, and then seems to just take off and into space, gone.
Yeah, yeah. It, you know, the whole typical light speed look. Sounded pretty cool. Wish I saw it. Damn. It was right there.
Whereabouts in New Zealand?
Lake Benmore, it's called. It's South Island.
South Island? Huh. Hmm. Cool. And that's the first UFO story from New Zealand we've got. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool. Yeah, there's a few of them, actually. I should look up Kaikoura Lights. It's a pretty famous one here.
Kaikoura Lights?
Kaikoura.
Now, what do your parents think this was? Like, after they tell you the story, do they have thoughts or theories, or what do they think?
Not a satellite. It's sort of what they say.
Not a satellite? Something unexplained? Sort of
Sorry, what was that?
Just not a satellite, something unexplained. They just don't know. They have no idea.
Yeah. It was definitely a UFO, you know, by definition. But my mum thinks it's aliens because that's my mum. She's into that kind of thing. I'm not sure what Dad thinks, but he has his own experiences as well. So I don't know if they think it little green men, you know, flying stuff, but it's definitely something unknown.
Cool. That's a great UFO story.
That's a good one.
Just like seeing it, we'd have no idea what it was. It's so weird, and then boom, shoots away, gone.
Yep.
Well, that's what you can really think at the time, right?
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Exactly. Awesome. Hey, thanks cool. for being thanks for
oh,
being
thanks
the first.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, first Kiwi caller.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
We won't forget it.
Cheers, man.
I swallow.
Yeah. Hey, just want to say I love your shows.
And see you later. I swallow.
Every week, so thanks
for having me. Hey, cheers, man. Thanks for the support, and thanks for making me look like a fool.
Twice.
It got me too, man. It got me too.
All right. Have a good one.
Cool. Catch you later.
Bye. That's just a great UFO, classic UFO encounter. At first, you think it's a satellite, then it turns around and then back and forth and then gone. Like, damn.
Yeah. This has been like fucking high quality Cosmic Channels here, boys.
It has been good.
The Cosmic Channels are flying. There's another call already.
Oh, beautiful. Holy smokes.
Boom. Hello, like Cosmic it. Channels.
Lines are on fire.
Hello.
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 Hello. How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
And I have a ghost story for you guys.
Perfect.
Let me cue up some ghost story music right now. All right, hit it.
It's not, you know, crazy scary. It's just a weird experience, and it happened a long time ago. So, but it was like 17 years ago. This is coming from my aunt's point of view, and it was me when I was 2. And basically, my grandfather was dying, passing away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have no memory of this. This is why it's coming from her perspective. And when he passed away, I looked over the bed and waved goodbye to thin air. And it freaked everybody out in the room.
No kidding.
You know,
yeah.
In this tragic moment. And yeah. And she says it still freaks her out to this day. And I waved and yelled, "Bye, Papa," you know, looking on the other side where my uncle was standing, like behind him. And yeah, so that's sort of a short little story, you know, but just figured I'd share it with you guys.
So as like a young child, like they always say, like more susceptible to, you know, paranormal, and you're waving at, you know, nothing, but your grandpa's passed away.
Was Bruce Willis your uncle or what?
No, but I hear a lot of great things about him. So, or my uncle, you mean? Oh, I thought you meant my grandfather.
I hear great things about Bruce. I hear Bruce Willis is an asshole.
Yeah, me too, man. Listen to Kevin Smith talk about it.
Now, we talk about it a lot, so kids like being able to just see the veil thin around them. They just being able to kind of see through. So maybe that's, maybe you were seeing some sort of apparition, leaving.
Yeah, like I have no memory of it. So, but just a weird thing that they tell me about. Just, I don't know. But I just wanted to let you guys know, and great podcast. I listen to you guys every week.
Cheers.
And keep up the great work.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Right on.
No problem, guys. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Thanks.
Oh, man. My kids got the same blissful ignorance that I do. There's fucking thick veils around here. Real thick.
No, if anyone gets it, it's going to be you. You're all of a sudden, Niles is going to be like, Daddy, who's that over there? And you're like, what the? Nope.
We're moving.
Yeah,
no, burn the house bags. Down.
What are you? No. You're moving.
Yeah.
All right, bud.
We got another caller already on the line. I'm going to bring him in. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, boys. Hermes Alexander here. What's going on, guys?
What's going on? Plug your show.
Thanks, man. I've been trying to get in for a little while now. I've finally, Memorial Weekend, been able to have a couple beers and finally catch you guys on the show. But because I actually called in last time and had a story for you guys, I wanted to go ahead and hand it over to the wife. I'm getting her edumacated on y'all's show.
Awesome.
And she's got I don't have a ghost story. I'm not a big ghost guy, but I do have the wife's ghost story, so I want to hand the phone off to her, if that's okay.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Perfect.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Great.
Good.
Got a ghost story for us.
Oh, yeah. So this is whenever I lived in Montana. We lived in an old nunnery house next to the Catholic church that had a basement to it. Assuming you could think this is pretty creepy.
Already, yep.
And it had, this biblical table in our basement in, a separate room that is, blocked off from the den area. And my dad happened to open the door one day, and we found that table, kind of creeped out. And once we started leaving it alone and whatnot, things started happening with it. Doors started opening. You would hear, noises in the basement as well. And, the lights would turn on and off randomly. Oh. Even though we, had them on.
Switch on and off.
And I would fall asleep down there. I'm sorry?
Lights would just switch on and off randomly?
Oh, yeah. Very, very creepy. And then I fell asleep down there one day. And I woke up to, a darker figure in the doorway with the lights off. I kind of see it because there's light shining through the back of the basement. And I was like, I don't like that. I'm going upstairs.
Smart.
And, yeah. That was not good. Mainly because we would hear things prior to that.
So wait, you went downstairs, you seen the shape, then you ran back upstairs?
No, I woke up because I fell asleep down there. I woke up, saw the shape, I was like, no, and ran upstairs.
But you weren't paralyzed or anything, you woke up, seen the shape in the doorway, or where'd you see it exactly?
It was kind of standing off to the left of the door frame.
But you weren't
sort of where the table was angled at.
But you weren't experiencing a sleep paralysis. You awoke, seen the shape, and then immediately ran upstairs. Pretty much.
Yes, I was immediately cognizant of everything around me. No, don't like that.
No, don't like that fucking. Now, was the shape? Was it? Could you get a rough size or?
Bet you was tall.
It was maybe about 5'10". Is what it looked like. I don't know. It kind of came up to the 3/4 of the doorway. So that's 5'10". That's maybe shorter than that. And it just looked like it had a robe on with a weird little hood thing. I was like, oh no.
Hell no.
Nope.
I could only see half of everything. And I was just like, nope, don't like that one.
Nope.
So how old was your house?
Oh, I would have to go back and get the exact year, but I want to say it was It was there in Lewistown, Montana, for ever since the town was actually brought up.
Okay.
Old ass house.
Fairly old.
Yeah.
Old ass house. Like, it creaks everywhere you walk.
Right, yeah.
Right. Just quite because I came across an article the other day. Like, let me ask you, did you have carbon monoxide detectors in your house?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
My parents had to install them.
Okay. And when did they install them? After this or before this event?
A little bit afterwards. Because they were like, well, okay. You keep trying to light things on fire.
And you're thinking she was near death? Carbon monoxide poisoning?
No. This study came out just a while ago. Actually, I think it's been published like for a couple of years. But they had gone through and actually they had done a study on that, like houses that have been allegedly haunted or whatever. And they had gone through most of these houses and they had found that some of them or a majority of them had had high levels of carbon monoxide,
like from leaking, like a bad furnace. Exhaust or
something like that. Well, they're like older houses and stuff like that. So they're saying that possibly carbon monoxide could be a possible like carbon dioxide, like mild toxicity from, you know, toxic effects of carbon monoxide could possibly explain some of the,
things. Like long-term exposure. Because like when you get up to, like when we're getting to like levels to enough to confuse you, like you're being fucking poisoned.
Yeah.
Like you're, That's pretty advanced levels of carbon monoxide.
But you're not spending like, but if you're spending like all
but I mean long term, I mean like long term exposure to it, maybe. But I mean, I feel like you'd be experiencing a multitude.
I'm not enough to poison you, but I'm saying like levels that would be considered, you know, that could cause those effects long term over a period of time. It's like, because obviously the people were living in the house and they weren't dying, so it's like
it wasn't that bad. I mean, like if you were to get to the levels of like confusion to the point where you're hallucinating, you'd think that there would be like a multitude of other symptoms as well. But I don't know as far as the studies is like long term exposure to small doses. Who knows?
Yeah, I'd have to pull up the report. I just saw it the other day and
I'd like to read that. That's cool.
Yeah, pull it up.
Well, even crazier, we had a fire in that house, actually.
There was a fire?
Like, literally after that. Yeah, there was a fire in that house, in the basement.
Well, hopefully the evil fucking priest burned to death. Jesus.
I don't know. I didn't like it, but further investigation, we found this cement block. We found this wall that had just a bunch of cement blocks lying down, and it was filled in with cement.
Like the
sacrifice. I was like, nope. Like a sacrificial room. Like a sacrificial room almost.
Oh, like so the blocks had been knocked out and they re-cemented in the wall, but the blocks were still lying down.
They did. You could see everything like bricks and stuff.
Oh, that's straight out of a horror movie.
You're literally missing fucking Get Out written in blood on the fucking wall. Like that's the only thing you're missing out of the story.
Red rap.
Jesus.
And I lived in the room that was the newest. It was an addition and I still heard creepy shit in that room.
Ghosts don't discriminate on age of the room. They'll pass through anything.
It was terrifying. But it's now I think a historical site. If that gives you an idea of how old it would be.
Definitely haunted then. If it's old enough to be
100%.
If it's old enough to be a historical site, it's seen some shit. So something's lingering.
It's seen something.
Definitely. All right. Hey, thanks for the story.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for letting me come on.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Talk to you later.
Love you guys. Appreciate you guys finally getting us through.
Thanks, brother.
And we'll be listening to the rest of the show.
Cheers.
Take care, Cheers. Brady, Zell, Dan, Andrew. Cheers.
Boom.
Man, we got a string of good ones. Holy shit.
People seen some shit, man. And I hang up instantly.
Another call?
Oh. There's another call. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
His name.
How's it going?
His voice sounds familiar.
I know who this is.
We know this voice.
This is Noah.
Cracking Noah.
That's Noah. So how's everyone doing? Yeah. Well, I just want to know, first off, how's everyone doing after Pod Week? Everyone kind of feeling a little bit better now? With a bit of a cool off now, officially? Going back to schedules and all that? How's everyone feeling?
I was good after one day. Fully healed, ready to go. Andrew?
I'll never be the same.
Andrew might never, never be the same.
I'll never be the same. Ever.
I'm all right.
Why is that?
Well, I'm just okay.
Yeah, well, I had
I'm always good.
Yeah.
No problems. It was easy.
What do you got for us, Noah?
Weeks and easy.
Well, Well, I did have a question that I wanted to pose on you guys because I didn't get this answered from the Macro Masters interview, of course. So I wanted to ask this question. And the question was, do you guys believe that there is a life for the human conscience when the physical emphasis of the human body dissipates?
What'd you just say?
It's a lot of words.
Yeah, slow it down. Baby, slow it down. Baby, slow step it down that again. One.
Spoon feed it.
Okay. Okay. The question was, do you guys believe that there is a life for the human conscience when the physical emphasis of the human body dissipates?
So you're asking, is there life after death?
After death, yeah.
Especially for our conscience when it leaves our bodies, you know. And more importantly, what does the conscience do afterwards? Does it go up to the so-called heaven or hell, or does it stay floating around Earth, or what do you think it does?
Well, I definitely think there's something afterwards, you know. Whether I don't think you necessarily stay on this plane of how we perceive things. Do you go to another dimension? Do you go somewhere else? I don't know, but I do believe that, you know, your energy, your soul, or your conscious, whatever it is, perhaps moves on. Maybe not even your conscious, but maybe like some sort of, you know, some part of you moves on to another plane. That's what I believe anyways.
Yeah. I mean, consciousness, like, if your physical body dies, it's all just like, you know, matter, and it just kind of decomposes. But then they always say, like, the weight of the soul, like, when you die, is there something that leaves your body? They don't really, like, they've tried to weigh it and it's impossible. They're like, you don't really know. So, like, the metaphysical is, if energy's never destroyed, just transformed, then if you have like a life energy, it must go somewhere or transform into something. Just know it's hard to, you know, what's that something it transforms into? I mean, you get you get the stories of kids who remember past lives, like, to details that they should not. And, like, so, I don't know. You transform. You pass it on to something else. I don't know if you'll ever remember this life, or, like, it's just, like, it just might just transform, just like matter, you know, leaves turn to dirt. Your consciousness turns to something else, and that's it. Just keeps on going. That's what I think.
Okay.
Dan's got a really deep answer.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no, Sal's just looking at me like I have a deep answer. No, this kind of question is just, it's a philosophical question. Exactly. So it's like, you could get into this any way you want to. You could discuss this from a cultural perspective. You could discuss this from scientific perspective. You could discuss this from wherever. So, I mean, you could go into something like Chinese Taoism and Chinese religion, where it's like you have seven different souls, actually, and there's actually a debate on how many you have.
Right.
But I think the generally accepted one is that you have seven. You have three that stay with your body when you die, and seven that return to the heavens or wherever that they go. And then there's different types of levels of heavens, and there's things like that. You know, or you could, the concept of hell or heaven is something that is westernized. That's Christianity. So other cultures have that thing, but it's mostly Western cultures where you have like a heaven and a hell, or it's like nirvana or something like that. So nobody really knows. There's no concrete proof. There's no nothing. So it's just, you know, what you believe. Can't be wrong if nobody knows what it is.
Faith. Andrew, what do you think?
Man, I can only speak from what I've seen, and I've seen a lot of fucking dead people. And not once have I seen a transparent version of them float above with a little harp and a halo and go up to the skies. So,
no cherubs?
I don't know.
No cherubs.
Yeah, no cherubs.
No Anubis to come and pick up their soul. No. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, your conscious turns into nutrients and it feeds the ground, the grass and the trees and all that fun stuff.
Sure. Shang Tsung sucks your consciousness out of you when you die. That's what happens.
Yeah. Go out like Kung Lao.
Hey, Noah, thanks for calling in. Thanks for posing the question, man.
Good question.
Yeah, that was a good question, man.
I'm glad to be able to talk to you guys again. It's been like a long time, you know, since the Friday Night Brew and all that. So glad to talk to you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Right on, brother.
Cheers, Noah.
Have a good night.
Thanks.
Take it easy.
Cheers. You too.
Yeah, I mean, scientific impossible to prove. So it's all just what you believe, what you've read, what you feel. And there's no, I don't think there can't be a wrong answer because there's no way to prove it either way. So
if you believe, it's the last great adventure. If it, I go first, Indy.
Yeah.
I go first.
Oh, what do we got? We got another line where the lines have they cooled down now?
That was the first time someone didn't call instantly as soon as I hung up.
So yeah, just, you know, just like Noah just did, don't be afraid to pose questions. It doesn't have to be philosophical questions all the time. You can ask questions, your thoughts on conspiracy theories, you want our takes, all that stuff is fair game. So you can call 1-833-703-0424. We've got about 8 minutes left. You know, if you're sitting there humming and hawing, give us a... What did we say last? Fuck you, call us.
Fuck you, call us. Let's go. And just like that, someone called us. Boom. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello?
Hello, you're on Cosmic Channels.
Holy shit, I never thought I'd actually be on there. Holy shit, what's up?
It's not that popular of a show. Your chances are good.
Hey, when you put your mind to something, anything is possible.
That's true. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm Michael. I'm from Cincinnati.
Right on, Michael. What do you got for us tonight?
And what's the topic?
No, Cosmic Channels has changed back to open lines. Any cryptid UFOs, sightings, thoughts on conspiracy theories, anything we've talked about on alien theorists theorizing. The only thing, as we said before, is no dreams. And that's it.
Just no dreams?
No dreams, if you could.
Well... I got a UFO experience if you want to hear it.
That's the one we're looking for right there, buddy.
All right. Well, I was with my brothers and we were driving back home on the highway. It's called 75. And all of a sudden my brother just looked up in the sky and he just sees these little white lights going in symmetric circles. And it was really weird. Because it's not shit you see usually in Cincinnati, right. And that shit was weird. And once someone started beeping, and then the light stopped, and then it just like hyper speed, like super fast. And we were like, "Holy shit, what the hell is that?" And we're like, "Hella spooked." But supposedly Cincinnati's a hotspot for UFOs, so I don't know. That's about...
How long ago was your sighting?
A couple of years ago, around 2016.
Okay, so pretty recent memory. Not too distant.
Yeah, no, not at all. I remember it very well.
Now, can you give us any more information about the size or shape or distance? Or?
So it was these little white balls, they were moving around, they were doing circles around the sky, and then they instantly stopped, and then they just in Star Wars when they hyperspeed away.
Yeah.
You legit saw that, all those lights just went and just disappeared. Shit was insane.
How many lights?
It was five lights.
And they all disappeared in unison, all same time?
Yeah, they all disappeared together.
Cool.
It was crazy as shit.
Damn cool sighting.
That is very interesting.
Now,
no shapes or anything? No sounds?
No, not at all.
And were they in perfect formation? Were they seemingly moving together or were they all... and separate from each other?
They were all together, they were kind of shaping this this form, they had they looked like synchronized dancers in a way.
Interesting.
They all moved together.
Yeah, it was really weird. And I've had a couple of friends tell me they've seen stuff like that too when they've gone out in Indiana,
similar
when they'd go camping.
Yeah, I mean that's a classic UFO sighting right there.
Yeah, you don't see shit like that over here. Ohio's pretty boring.
Ohio's boring? I've heard other people say that. Why do people say Ohio's boring? What's wrong with Ohio?
Because it's, you gotta grasp
it's legit just cornfields.
Okay. It's fair. That doesn't seem great.
There's a lot of cornfields.
No.
I've driven to Ohio.
I've been there.
It's, oh, yeah. Ain't it shitty?
It is a very... I don't think I've been like Cleveland. I haven't even been to Cleveland. I think I've been to Cleveland once. Not really. Yep. Other than that, it's just cornfields.
But the place, like those flat places, though, you got much more sky to look at. So,
yeah,
not all bad. I'm going for the silver lining here on Ohio for you, but
yeah.
Well, there's a grass man in Ohio.
Yeah, there's a grass man.
So, before we let
there's
you,
there's a grass man.
Yeah, cryptic.
Yeah, the Ohio grass man.
Holy shit! I'll look into that more.
Yeah, look that up.
You gotta look him up. Now, just before we let you go, what do you think? What's your thoughts or your theory on what these lights were?
I think they were definitely UFO. I mean, I definitely believe in it. And like
alien?
I don't know.
Or just unidentified, could be anything.
Unidentified anything, really. Right. Like, they could be probes, like, from all I know.
Right, yeah. That's a genuine sighting, though. Like, you don't... Who knows what those were? Moving in unison and off they go. Kind of similar to the story we heard earlier tonight.
Oh, shit.
Cool. Hey, man, we appreciate the call. We're going to take one more call for the night, but then we're done.
All right, man, it was awesome. Holy shit.
Hey, call back. It's not that hard. You'll get back in. Don't you worry.
Hey, cheers, man.
All right, you guys have a good one.
You too. Bye. There's like four people trying to call, so they can't get through, but that's about it. Oh, one more call. Last call of the return of Cosmic Channels. Woo! For the night. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Oh, shit, I made it.
You did.
How's it going, guys?
Good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julian. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
From Dallas, right on.
Yeah. So, I got a UFO experience. It just happened about 2018. Same day I left the Marine Corps. Pretty wild. Happened about I want to say 11:45 at night as I was driving into, I want to say I was midway through New Mexico, and maybe about an hour outside of El Paso. So as I was driving, I remember I was on my phone and I was talking to my wife, who at that time was back home in New York. So as I was driving, I realized I saw a bright light flying, like just speeding through the sky, and come to a complete stop. I want to say about between 65 and 55 degrees from the driver's side window. It was pretty crazy because the way it came to a stop, it just full stop, stayed there for about 5-6 seconds, and then sped off into the desert. Fastest speed I've seen, and I'm used to working on airplanes.
Right.
So it was pretty crazy.
Did you get what was the shape?
I want to say it was cigar shaped because it was pretty elongated.
Right.
Yeah.
And an estimate of size?
Well, from the distance that I was at when I saw it, I want to say it was about anywhere between 20 to 30 meters in length, but that's just guesstimating because there's really not much to see. It was pretty much pitch black. There's only a few cars on the road at that time.
Right, not much to reference.
Really not. And I mean, I know it would have been bigger. It definitely was bigger than a F-35, bigger than an F-22. Just in lengthwise from the distance that I want to say I would be at, just from experience working around them. And I mean, I've worked around a bunch of military aircraft, so for me it was pretty... I mean, it left me in shock because I've never seen one come full stop, stay there, and I've worked around Harriers and F-35s, but for it to stop and then shoot off at the speed that it did, I mean, I've been around them and I've worked around them, and I'm pretty sure they don't have those type of capabilities for any VTOL aircraft. especially right. American military. So, yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, no doubt.
I remember that. All my wife said, I remember my jaw dropped. I told my wife, I said, I think I just saw a UFO. And she was like, you're bullshitting. I was like, there's no way I'm bullshitting this one. And I remember I was like, I'm going to call you back. I ended up calling my best friend. I called a few people after that, and they were like, you got to be bullshitting. I was like, I'm not crazy. Like, I was like, I'm not tired because I didn't start driving until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's only 11 o'clock. There's no way I'm tired right now.
Yeah, fatigue wasn't an issue. Like, you weren't hallucinating because you're exhausted or something.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't. Because at that point, I think I woke up like around noon that day to pick up my orders so I could just get the fuck out of San Diego. And so I know it's pretty awake.
Huh.
Yeah.
So cigar shaped.
So a cigar shape, was it glowing? You just say like was it, or is it like was it like was, 2 points of light was, and then something between them like a?
No. It was like a just a straight white light, like straight the white brightest light. White light you could see. That it was just the whole thing was emitting a bright white light.
Okay.
Like a full on ambient glow.
Yeah, but brighter than any normal ambient light, of course.
Right. Huh. How long did you have visual on it?
I want to say it was about 5 seconds where it just stopped, and then as soon as that 5 seconds was up, it just sped off like
gone.
Nobody's business.
And like the speed?
Definitely faster than. I want to say it was definitely faster than Mach 1 or Mach 2. So, and for it to just start off at that speed was, yeah.
Just like, yeah, like
I don't know of any plane that could just.
Yeah. Jump from zero to, you know, 3,000 miles an hour in a blink of the eye. It's not possible.
Basically, because as soon as it started up again, it was gone. Like, right. Just off over the desert, which is weird. But, I mean, I know it scared the shit out of me because at that point, I was like, fuck, as soon as I hit El Paso, it's nothing but open, dark road where you can see nothing but stars at night. But regardless of the fact, yeah, it kind of freaked me out.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a cool one. That's a cool one.
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, my wife probably has a crazier one than me, but that's one for her to tell. Because that happened to her in New York City, actually. But
make sure to get her to call back on the next episode.
Yeah, definitely would. She's on another level though. Because not only that, but the women in her family actually do experience spirits. So it's weird. And in San Diego, we had the spirit in the house, which that one did scare the hell out of me. So. And I really don't believe in spirits to begin with. So when I experienced it, I started believing.
Damn. Well, yeah, make sure to call back on a future episode because, I mean, this story's great. That's a great UFO. Yeah. 5 second cigar-shaped glowing ambient light, and then off it goes.
Tiny little Oumuamua
coming
in there.
Damn right. Right on, man. Hey, we're going to... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, nothing.
Nothing? You sure? We're going to end Cosmic Channels, so if you got something, throw it out real quick.
Nothing. That's all, guys. Perfect. Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Appreciate
Cheers,
it.
Man.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day.
Call back again.
Bye. Yes, sir. Bye.
Boom. Cool one. A lot of cool, quick stories tonight.
Excellent story.
This is the best one. This is the best
season 3 premiere has been an absolute success.
When you just linger, let the future of a show linger for 2 months and then bring it back, then people are itching. We'll see if it continues 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, we'll be back June 13th.
Next recording of Cosmic Channels. June 13th.
6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then June 27th. The second and last Sunday of every month from here on out.
For the foreseeable future. It's fun. I like hearing all these stories.
It's awesome.
Sit back, hear some stories, crack a beer. It's great. Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
It's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.